I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Niyad Hassan, a Syrian Kurdish pastor based in Lebanon, has been detained at the Afrin Central Civil Prison in northern Syria. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International.
They're using social media posts that he's shared in the past in defense of the Kurdish people to say that he is inciting the Kurdish people against the Arabs in Syria. And so he's actually facing charges that could be up to 3 years in jail.
Hosni calls the charges an excuse by those who don't like what Pastor Niyad is doing. He leads Horizon's Kurdish church ministry in Beirut, Lebanon, and has played a crucial role in reaching Muslims in several countries. Pray for fruitful ministry while he is in prison, and let his boldness for Christ move you to further action for believers like him. And where do you go for the truth if all your media is censored? Iran has designed its internet infrastructure so the government maintains tight control over the entire nation's access. Press is limited to state-controlled media. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says that is why they created Media Ministry Farsi Christian News Network.
It became a really important tool for Iranian believers to be able to see past the propaganda and the censorship of the government and understand what really is going on.
FCNN reports truthfully on events in Iran, and it does so with a Christian worldview.
It is totally about matters of relevance to what God is doing in the country, what impacts the church.
Recently, FCNN made their website accessible in English and Dutch. Pray that more Iranians would find out about FCNN, especially non-Christians. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Join our Gideon's 300 and stand in focused prayer for the Middle East and North Africa. Get weekly resources, connect monthly on Zoom, and lift up 23 nations with believers worldwide. Look for the banner ad to get signed up at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.